818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Thursday, April 4th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a couple of text messages we're going to get to real quick. Sherry LaFave over in Ottaway. Yes, this is exactly why I'm running for school board. Going to make a difference in my community. She, I believe, has filed already. This is very interesting statement. I want to make sure I don't have any. Okay, no disclaimer on this one so I can read it. Barb Ajima, Dave Ajima's wife, long-time dedicated conservative patriots. It's not about years of education or money. It's about common sense and dedication. It's about making a dollar go as far as you can. If it was about smarts or money, you wouldn't have state reps whose only job has been waitressing or working at a Subway. Randy has educated many. Run, baby, run. The point is this, and this is exactly what her husband, Dave Ajima, says too. Many of these politicians, these elected officials, state representatives especially, and state senators, this is the best job they've ever had in their life. Most of them wear a suit every day while in the Capitol building. They have a staff. They make good money. I believe the pay is $72,000 a year, plus mileage, plus per diem, plus reimbursement of expenses. When you get elected, special interests and lobbying groups dump a ton of money on you to support and sponsor legislation they want introduced by you. So your reelection is almost guaranteed. It's very, very, very difficult to beat an incumbent. When they're announced at public events, some people have continued the tradition of calling them the honorable state representative or the honorable state senator. Have they earned that adjective to describe them? Most of them, no. But that's what they get called. They get to embroider their little zip-ups, fleece jackets, with state representative or state senator. But the thing of it is, that's really the most disgusting about the whole part. They tell us that when they run for office to get our vote, these are their values, these are their principles, this is why you should support me. But then when they drive hundreds of miles from our northern Michigan area to get to Lansing, they don't think anybody's watching. They feel like they can enter into their little agreements with the other side, with the special interest groups, the lobbyists, the people who donate to their campaigns for reelection, because nobody's watching. Nobody's going to know that Senator John DeMoose voted to ban firearms in the state Capitol building, taking away our God-given Second Amendment right. But when he comes and talks in public, he talks about what a constitutional Christian conservative he is. Really, John? You joined the Democrats and voted to ban firearms in our Capitol, our building. We, the people, own that building. You don't own that building. The Democrats don't own that building. You don't get to take away our God-given rights with a vote and then try to lie about it. I've had people tell me that they've contacted DeMoose's office and asked his staffer why he voted to ban firearms in the Capitol, and they said he didn't do that. What? I have the roll call vote. Go to mivotes.org. Put in a search. Capitol Commission. Just type that in. Search for Capitol Commission. The unelected bureaucrats that are in charge of running our Capitol building in Lansing. Most of them are all liberal, progressive, communist Democrats that got appointed to that board. Why? Because of Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who makes the appointments. And even supposedly the quote-unquote Republican, he's not a Republican, he's a rhino. He's an establishment, long-time lobbyist in Lansing. Well, the Democrats were scared of the firearms that have been allowed to be carried into the Capitol since 1837. You can open carry in the Capitol. You can carry a rifle, a shotgun in our Capitol. Not anymore. The Democrats and John DeMoose put a stop to it. You can't make this stuff up, people, nor can you hide it. And I am sick and tired of these politicians telling us that they're constitutional conservatives. They're Christian conservatives. They're fiscal conservatives. Really, John, you voted for a budget with the Democrats last year that we are currently operating under, $82.7 billion. And do you know why he said he voted for it? Because he was able to get money for his district. He got $40 million for Mackinac Island to put in a new sewer system, water treatment facility, which is not even enough money to complete the job because of Biden's inflation. They're going to have to go back for more money. He got $15 million for some yahoo in Traverse City to do a study on fresh water. What? John, I'm putting you on constructive notice right now. If we are at a public event together, I'm going to call you out. You're not going to be able to run your mouth and tell your lies and try to act like a Christian conservative, strong constitutional conservative as a Republican state senator for the 37th. So if you find out that I'm going to be at an event and you've been invited to it, it might not be such a good idea for you to show up. I would love for you to show up. I would love to debate you on these votes. I would like you to explain to people why you voted to take away our God-given rights to carry firearms in our Capitol. Joining the Democrats, one of only a handful of vulnerable Republicans, voted for it. Graham Filler from St. John's, just north of Lansing in the State House, had to vote for it because he's in a toss-up district. Folks, it's literally 50-50 in St. John's. Half Republican, half Democrats. The Democrats have been hammering the crap out of him, out of his votes. They're going to use it against them in November of this year. Graham Filler may lose that Republican seat. making it that much more difficult for the Republicans to get back the majority. When you have liars, and that's exactly what they are, when you have liars representing you, basing it on what they say to get elected and then going down to Lansing and doing the opposite, they are liars and they need to be voted out. It's that simple. When you say you're a strong conservative Republican, but then you vote for Joe Tate to be the Speaker of the House, I'm sorry. You violated your campaign promise. There'll be quite a few people being replaced this year, August 6th primary. There's some races that are going to change before the deadline, April 23rd at 4 o'clock. People are listening to the show. They are talking to their spouses. They are deciding to run and said, Randy, please don't announce it on the radio, which I gave them my word. But there's a whole lot of races that are going to be shook up. That's all I can tell you. And the thing of it is, this is a political war this year. There's too much at stake. We have to take back the majority to neuter Whitmer in her last 2 years of her governorship. How is that going to happen, Randy? It's very simple. We get seven Republicans to win toss-up districts. We take back the House. The new majority Republicans then select a strong conservative speaker, not Matt Hall in any way, shape, or form. They stand up as a group, lockstep, and vote for a strong conservative speaker. It's game over for Whitmer. She may not even get a budget passed next year with a strong conservative speaker. It will force the Senate to be more conservative. This is the battle plan of 2024, and you're part of it. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIEG Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIEG Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
My name is Todd Spalberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalberg, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalberg for state rep.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, a couple of more text messages coming in. Randy, thank you for what you do, educating us on politics in Michigan. I'm talking to my wife right now about running for county commissioner in Sheboygan County because of you. I'll let you know what we decide. I want you to say this to her, if you will consider making this point. If not now, when? If not you, who? Who's going to stand up and run against an incumbent? Many of them are Democrats. I've come to learn this so well, folks. In Northern Michigan, we are conservative. This is Trump country. This was Trump country before there was Trump. We have been conservative for decades. Bart Stupak, the congressman from the UP, was pro-life and pro-Second Amendment Democrat. He had to be in order to get elected because that's how conservative we are when it comes to pro-life and Second Amendment rights. So what do they do? Democrats run as Republicans all the time in Northern Michigan, other parts of the state as well. They say they're Republican. They act like they're Republican. They say the words. They talk the talking points. They know the triggers. They know what to say to get elected. But once they get elected, they go to Lansing and they do their true colors. It's got to stop. County commissioners that will not support a resolution calling their county a constitutional county has to be replaced. It's that simple. If you're not going to enforce the Constitution, which, by the way, they all put their hand on a Bible, raise their right hand, and take an oath of office to defend not only the United States Constitution, but the Michigan State Constitution, so help me God. And then they go to Lansing, or they go to the county commissioners meetings and they vote totally against those constitutions. They spend money, waste money on some of the dumbest, stupidest things ever. And they feel that they're doing right by the people that elected them. John Chapa is going to benefit from the solar panel farm in Presque County. 100-acre farm, $1,000 per acre per year, $100,000. times a 20-year lease. $2 million in his pocket. Are you kidding me? Oh, of course, he did not be the county commissioner liaison on the planning commission. No, he got his good communist liberal friend who runs as a non-party affiliated officer of the Presque County Board of Commission, Heiderman. He gets her to do his dirty work, and he benefits from it. This has got to stop, people. It's happening in Presque Isle. It's happening in Sheboygan. It's happening in Emmett. It's happening all over the place. If not now, when? And if not you, who? Or somebody else will do it. No, they won't. Because everybody's thinking that. Well, somebody else will listen to Trucker Show and they'll run for it, so I don't have to worry about it. It's not happening. I've asked you guys to call me, text me after the show. It hasn't happened. A few situations have, but we still have so many more openings. I need you to consciously think about this today, tomorrow, and over the weekend. We come to Monday, April 8th. We have got basically 2 weeks. Because on April 23rd, 2 weeks from April 9th, next week, we have 2 weeks to get people to run, go to their clerk's office, get a candidate package, get the petition sheet where you need in county commissioner races. It's 5, 10 signatures. Fill out an affidavit of identity. In some of your races, you won't even have to spend $1,000. You won't even have to do a campaign finance report. Some of these races, you might be unopposed. If you file, and you file early, like this week, today or tomorrow, or maybe Monday or Tuesday, the incumbent may not even file on April 23rd. Stop and think about that. By you running, the incumbent knows they're going to lose, and they may not even run. You could end up being unopposed. The sooner you file, you may be unopposed. Stop and think about that. Steve Kerr is going to win county commissioner for Mackinac County for Curtis. Nobody's running against him. The current commissioner isn't running for re-election. Good, because Steve's going to beat you anyway. So unless you want to lose, don't file. We're getting a true Christian patriot as a county commissioner in Mackinac County. We can do it in your county as well. We got some stories from Lansing. We're going to shift gears. Turn this rig around. We're going to Lansing. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut,